Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey guys, just a warning, we had a couple of technical issues while we were recording this podcast. I've tried to clean them up as much as possible, but if you notice a few little dropouts or clicks or pops or whatever, I'm really sorry. We tried to fix it in the room but couldn't get it done. But it's a great episode. Enjoy.
Doesn't sound like the usual mindless, boring, getting to know you chit-chat. It sounds like you actually have something to say.
Well, maybe.
Why are we having this conversation? What the hell am I doing here?
I like
the idea that Damon was on his way to this podcast. I mean, this will be a laugh. And we've sat him down and just moaned it in.
Yeah, it's just a voice.
Yeah, to catch listeners up, Jack said, bring back COVID about 5 minutes ago. Yeah.
There was nice bits of it, though, wasn't there?
What?
COVID. Oh, my God.
Chernobyl. The series, not that Chernobyl.
Just naming another thing that we're good about.
There was good bits about Chernobyl.
Chernobyl's
as well,
a better disaster for me. No, yeah. I mean I got into the series Chernobyl.
It's very
at
good.
The start of the pandemic.
I'll be honest, that wasn't what I thought you. Of COVID, I wouldn't have gone Chernobyl.
Yeah. That was good. That was good.
That would have. You know, that would have happened without COVID as well. You'd be able to enjoy that.
Best thing about COVID is I found out what Chernobyl was. As well, I decided. I thought when COVID started, and I thought lockdowns. I'm gonna get into weed. I can't smoke. I realised first night lockdown. I was like, nah.
It's like a rain check on this one.
Yeah. I thought I'd give it a go. I was just like, Chernobyl was so intense, and I was like, oh, I'm not. This is a bad idea.
your first time getting into weed and you watch fucking Chernobyl.
I've always been around weed. I've never liked it. I've never really got on with it. And I thought, but people love it. It must be good. I'm trying to force myself to like it. Illegal substance. Expensive illegal substance that I have no addiction to. I'm trying to create an addiction.
where did you get it from?
Drug dealer.
But did you is there like a drug dealer checker trade? Like, do you have to start afresh?
When
you have to find a drug dealer, how do you go about that process?
Well, I think the thing, I'm from a background where it's so easy to know drug dealers. I've never really used it to my advantage. Yeah. So I think I've got all the sauce here. I've got all the resources. I'm not really, so I better get into weed.
Did they do any little comment like, oh? Ooh, you want something now? Yeah, I see.
I didn't even know how to ask for it. Can I have one weed, please, sir?
Can I have a weed?
One of your finest weed, please.
It's not for me. Did you try it? No, it's not for me.
I tried a bit of that.
Did you smoke it? Was it in it? Did you make a brand? No, you didn't make a brand. You smoked it, right?
Got someone to roll me a joint. Can you roll it for me as well, please? That. And I was like, right.
Before you leave the dealer.
Before you go, can you put it in my mouth? And like,
but anyway, so I've done that, and I was like two puffs, and I was like, nah, this is too intense. I just don't enjoy it. I don't know how people fucking relax on it. You're supposed to relax.
I could never smoke. I remember trying it and just coughing my guts. I'm being like, I don't know how you would get to a stage where you don't.
It's smooth.
Yeah, it's smooth.
I know what you mean. I've tried it here, and I tried it in Amsterdam, and in Amsterdam that it's really good. So when you have it, it is really smooth. And that was the first time I ever experienced that. like, it's possible. I didn't think that was possible. Yeah. I didn't think that was possible.
Yeah, it's like,
but it's pretty, they make it, it's very potent these days. Like, one puff will, like, that gets you going for a long time.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, people, maybe people seem to do it with ease, but I'm just saying, I'm like, I'm trying to be cool, smoking away.
I love when you get into something just so you can, like, be part of that conversation.
Yeah, you know that's what it is. Yeah, I feel left
that's
out.
What
it is.
That's what I did with Breaking Bad.
That's what I did with Chernobyl.
But yeah, no, yeah, I'm exactly the same. Just, I'm just bandwagoning mainly. That's what exactly. That's what I'm doing. Just jumping on any sort of bandwagoners out there. I wanna, guys, get talking, yeah.
I talked to Frank.
You get it, people on your like social media, they're so insincere with it. They're going, oh, the men are talking about mental health. Let me get on this.
Yeah.
Like, we can really sincerely, like that. You're doing it with their top off.
Joey, like, what are you doing? What's this got to do?
Oh, man. No, that is the worst, isn't it? To be fair, I used to be really embarrassed. Like, they've got, like, the biggest eight pack you've ever seen. Yeah, I used to be really self-conscious in there, but I just think it's important for you to see my eight pack.
I mean? Like, talking of, like, podcast. Did you see the clip of Gordon Ramsay talking about him getting his deposit together for his first house?
No.
So it was on the High Performance podcast, the Jake Humphrey. Now, Jake Humphrey is a very earnest host, shall we say. And so in the podcast, he talks about... So it's just this 50-second clip, Gordon Ramsay talking about his going to lunch with his girlfriend's dad and saying, we've got half the deposit needed for the house. Can we have the other half from you? And he says, he did something really clever. He said, yeah. What about the other half? He said, oh, we'll talk about that once you've sold your Porsche. And the revelation is that Gordon Ramsay's got a Porsche. Yeah, he's asking for another half. So Gordon Ramsay goes, so then, yeah, I thought you clever fucker. Sold the Porsche.
That's the best line, is it? You clever fucker.
You clever fucker. Like it hadn't occurred to him to sell the Porsche.
Sell the Porsche.
Yeah. How could, like, it was such a mad thing. And then Jake Humphrey's kind of nodding along going, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But it's like, such, like, I just watched it and went, I've learned nothing from that clip, because it's not like I can go, oh shit, yeah, sell the Porsche.
Yeah, I'll sell my Porsche.
I'll sell my Porsche. It's such a bizarre thing. And it happens with these sort of these podcasts where they're like sort of showing you how they rose to this status. But in that, I was just like, well, like you went to her rich dad and then remembered that you were rich. like, what can anyone learn from this podcast? Like, it's for no one.
Two really clear steps from Gordon there. Thanks, man. Yeah. Can you imagine him like just driving house to house for viewings, like in the Porsche, the most comfortably, like, can't afford that, sorry, can't afford that. Anyway, Sunset Boulevard, anyone? Yeah.
Like, it's like, I remember I was really down on my luck. I was just sitting in my Porsche thinking, hey, what about him?
You know.
We want to talk real success stories. Sylvester Stallone.
Go on.
I've not heard that whole thing.
I know he wrote Rocky.
Wrote Rocky. Do you know the best one?
But yeah, I heard he wrote it in like 2 days or something.
Just 2 days, yeah. and then they wanted to buy the script. He's like, no.
They didn't want him starring.
Yeah, he goes, I want to be in it. And they said no, and he sold his dog.
Oh.
You know this?
Oh.
Wow.
Just to make, do you not know that story?
No.
No, I didn't know about him selling the dog.
He sold his dog so he could just afford to get by, right? Oh. He had no money. Sold the script, bought the dog back. The dog is in the film.
There you go. Sorry, just to reiterate, Gordon Ramsay at the end of that story talks about buying the Porsche back 10 years later.
He's just Nick's own story. Yeah. Replace the dog with a Porsche.
Yeah.
Will you make this film? Well, maybe, but first... Is that your dog that you got to sell?
Like, yeah. And also, Sylvester Stallone's story is so much more touching. It's not like the Porsche is going to be happy to see him again.
Yeah,
it's a wagging his exhaust pipe.
It's a
one-way
story.
What gives a fuck about you and your Porsche?
Yeah.
It's the most shallow story I've ever heard in my life. Fuck off. Anyway, Damon's here.
Yay!
How are you, mate?
Yeah, good, man. Good,
first time guest.
First time guest.
How are you?
Last time guest? Definitely not.
Well, let's see how it goes.
I'm imposing myself on this. Yeah, it's good, man. It's going good. Things are going well.
Busy.
You know, gigging. Locally.
Yes, please.
Well, and also
we were just
nationally.
Talking about
pain in the ass of traveling around. Actually, tell. I kept bumping into Damon in Edinburgh. Tell him what time your show was.
Yeah, my show is at 11 a.m. Yeah, 11 a.m. show. Yup. I just thought, how can I make this even harder? Edinburgh's not hard enough. Stand-up's not hard enough. Let's make an 11 a.m. show.
Was it your own show or was it a part of a...
No, it was my own show. It was
for
my
an
own
hour
show.
At what, 11 o'clock?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow. Where were you?
32 Below, do you know it?
32 Below. Like, free festival?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, man. It was, do you know, so the first couple of days, only like a couple of people came and I was like, okay, it's going to be a month of this. Right? I was like, just gearing up. I was like, whatever, just... All right, do it. You know what you say. You know what you signed up for. It could have been like this. Yeah. I was hoping it wasn't going to be like this, but that's how it looked to be. But you know, actually, it was weird. Like people did start coming.
Mm.
I suppose like there's not. You know, if you fancy a show at 11 a.m. You're the man for that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, if you're looking at the thing, going, I'll go for that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but then I'd get there like early. Initially, right, I'd get there at like 10 a.m. or whatever to try and fly her. And it's just young families and old people. And I'm like, dude, none of you guys want to come to my show.
Are there any
sure.
people still up from the night before?
Did they stink? The audience must have stunk, right?
Dude, why would I?
Why?
I'm trying to.
He's nodding.
I'm trying to. They smell really good. Welcome to the show.
I was going to say, what was your show quite like? Was it an 11 o'clock show? Like, or did you have to tone things down? Or like?
Well, I mean, the whole idea of the show this year was to like work out how to develop the show.
Yeah.
Like the collection of bits into a show.
Sure.
So it was very like experimental. It was very like, you know, it just kind of felt like I've got to figure out how to get these people on board now.
Yes.
If I can do this now,
it'll
be good for the show. But then also, you know, once you've done 45 minutes to two people at 11 a.m., nothing scaring you for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. This is what I was saying. I was saying like, you learn so much from the weird and wonderful gigs.
Yeah.
Like, sure, like, you do, like, when you smash a gig, you learn that as well. But I think it's important to get as many experiences early on as you can, just so that you know how to deal with anything.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, just to get your arsenal just built up to the brim. Just
nah,
so
fuck that.
No. just as gigs in the M25, and that's it.
Do the easy, peachy, creamy gigs where everyone already likes me. Not interested in anything else apart from that, very much. Yeah, I mean, no, like when I was a car before, I'm not going to go, you need to do the hard job. No, you fucking don't. I want very small rooms on the ground floor. That's all I want.
That's it. Just a square, please. Just square rooms. Yeah.
I actually put it on the side of the van. We only do easy jobs. Some jobs too hard.
Some jobs too hard, yeah.
Yeah, no, just do that. Just do the easy stuff. If you had the choice, I'd like to probably talk the talk and go, yeah, you've got to do all the... But if you had the choice... No, I'll just do easy ones.
Yeah, always. I mean, you always want to feel good. No one's thinking... I'm going to learn something from this gig. Yeah, like, do you know what I mean? You're going into a gig, like, hopefully I come away with a lesson. Like,
if you want to cut through the bullshit, you know, like people like, you know, say stand-up comedy, for example, when you're true to the art and everyone goes, yeah, I'd love to get all them people together, give each of them a chance to sell out. Just see the journey. Just like, because as soon as it's like, you go, yeah, fuck it, I'll do that then. Do you know what I mean? Like, they give you loads of money and then you just do it. Whatever,
I think that way about like Jordan Henderson at the minute. People just giving him shit. I'm just like, but you wouldn't turn it down.
No, yeah, of course you wouldn't.
You wouldn't turn it down. It's generational wealth.
But the thing is, he made a stand. Whereas Jack came out day one and was like, I'll do anything. I'll just give me the money.
That's true. Fuck. Yeah, if the Saudis are listening, Jack's on board.
My main aim in life is to sell out.
Yeah. No one can ever accuse you of being a sellout. They can never.
No, exactly.
Do you ever know people though are on, like, they're on, you see them too much and you get a bit sick of them? I'm going for like James Corden levels.
If he's not overexposed, like he's not been exposed enough.
Yeah, but you'd sell out though, wouldn't you? You
mean, how much would it take? Well, what offers on the table, Jack? Let's say that first.
Okay, yeah. Gambling company.
Gambling company.
Mm. I've already done that.
Okay. Yeah, of course you have.
Yeah, take us through all of Jack's previous jobs. Would you do this? like, would I sell out? I would like to think I wouldn't.
Yeah.
But I think it's always, everyone's going to say that, aren't they? They are going to say that at the beginning. Yeah, apart from you. You're like, Jack, you sold out. And you're like, I see you've read my manifesto. Like,
just be honest, isn't it?
Yeah, for me, I don't know. There's like particular things. Like, I don't know. Like, I think it would be hilarious, for example, if I did an advert or something for a shaving company. That would be funny as hell.
That'd be an angle, though.
That would be.
Go for a new angle.
Yeah. Just... this is the before. They'd have to get in some other guy for the after.
Well, if you could see yourself, we discussed this the other week, like as you know, like what Gary Lineker is to Walkers.
Mm.
What
would be your dream brand?
What would you align yourself with?
Ooh, that's a great question. One brand.
Because you've got to think about it, you'll always have it for free.
Yeah.
And you can, you know, you have that.
I mean, I'd obviously go for something like Apple. Why would you not do that?
That's true. Yeah, free iPhones.
Free MacBooks.
Yeah.
Free AirPods. Free... Man. Everything.
Are they petrol?
Both very moral things you've gone for there.
Yeah. Now you said about selling out.
I was going to say the R and a lie.
You never know when you might need them.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
We've been beaten up. We're in a fight. We're in a fight is more the question.
Oh, well, look at me. Hardened, original type comedian. Look at me. People don't, you can't see it, but there's a really small tattoo there next to my eye where I've...
killed a baby.
Yeah. Total accident, that one. I've got to say. My dad put me into taekwondo class when I was quite young. I was in year four. And I trained for a long time, right? And when I was 16, I got put into this taekwondo tournament, like a national tournament, right?
Like Cobra Kai.
What one is taekwondo? Exactly. Is taekwondo throwing? Or kick?
It's kicking.
Kicking. Oh,
it's kicking. And so I just turned 16, but I was a bit of slightly bigger 16-year-old. And I just got my black belt and I was feeling very accomplished until this tournament come around. And obviously when you fight, you've got weights, different weights that you have to fight in.
Yeah.
And I weighed just enough to be in the same category as all these like massive, like at the time.
You're
at
the
end
of scale.
Yeah.
Did you not feel like just going on a jog and trying to lose the weight to go drop down a division?
It was too late.
Oh no.
It was too late. They didn't give me any warning, like, oh, we're gonna weigh you. So then I was like, okay, well, it's all right, I'll just wriggle my way out of it somehow. You know, I'll just run away from them in the fight. That's what they teach you really, isn't it? Run away from a fight. So at the taekwondo tournament, I was like, guys, I'm just doing what you really should do. Run away from the fight.
Yeah, yeah. Avoid violence.
Avoid violence. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. It doesn't matter if you're pissing off the judges. It doesn't matter.
Just make a stand.
And basically, I always tell people what ended up happening was that I got a bronze medal in that sparring match, right? And it's true, I did get a bronze medal. But what happened was, I fought everyone. I got my ass kicked by everyone. And there was four people in my category. Four people. And they were handing out two medals for bronze. I don't know why.
So how long did you train?
I trained year 4 to year 11. 7 years.
Seven years. Wow. You were 7 years into it when you lost the...
Oh, yeah.
Did that put you off it?
Yeah. No. I mean, it didn't... the thing is, I was like, this is what was happening to me the whole time through the 7 years. I was just like... I'd always dread the tournaments because I was like, I don't actually want to fight anyone.
Dad, not just thinking, this is just the point in this.
But at the time, my parents were like, no, you got to learn because it might come up. You might need to, because like they'd been like my dad had been attacked, you know, when he was, you know, welcome to the comedy, guys. My dad had been attacked, so he was like, nah, it's important that you learn. And you know, like when you're a kid, you just don't. Don't think about it, do you? You just go like, all right, if you want me to do that, then I'll just do that.
It's like your dad setting you off. Like, I'm just letting you know, you're going to get the shit kicked out. Defend yourself out there.
But in a very organised setting.
Yeah.
It's going to be all right. We're all going to watch, don't worry. But yeah, so like, it didn't like necessarily put me off like continuing, but I guess like at that point, you know, I was getting to my A-levels and stuff, I just kind of stopped going.
So do you feel any benefits from that 7 years of Taekwondo?
I feel, do you know what? I feel like now it's weird because I've got this attitude of like, if anyone tries it, don't worry about it. I can back myself. But I know that when I'm in front of someone,
I'm just basically just trying
you
to
have
call
the panic stations.
Call bullshit on an old ancient art that's been just
gonna Jack's going after the taekwondoists. Yeah.
just anyone. Next up, Christianity. Do you know what I mean? Like, people just study this thing for ages. And things are like, I don't think any martial art or anything can compete with Nutter.
Just the
ancient art of fucking nutter.
No. Martial arts have been developed to combat the art of nutter. Do you know what I mean?
You know, keep away from that guy.
Yeah.
You know
what I mean?
But also, like you say, it's control. Like it's like driving. You know, when you're with the instructor in the car, it's all, you know, learning. And it's once you're out there on the streets yourself, it's similar with fighting. You know, you don't know, like when, you know, I'm a massive Cobra Kai fan. But the amount of times you watch a fight that starts in school and they just deal with it, you're like, well, it wouldn't be like that. Like, no. It's not that you gain an extra sense so when the guy's coming from behind you with the tray, you know to throw your fist up into his face. Yeah. You know what
exactly.
I mean?
Like, yeah.
So really, I mean, the best way to teach kids how to fight is just to just go and throw them into pubs.
Like babies in swimming pools, teaching them how to swim. That's how they got to swim. Same thing with your kids. Chuck them into the local.
It's like a Wetherspoons of a balcony. Throw them in. Make your baby look at a bloke's bird. See how he deals with it. Look at my bird, you muggy. You go and deal with that. Exactly. I think there was always a threat of violence. Me growing up, my dad didn't make me do martial arts.
Right.
He just went with the classic, just hit the biggest one. that old school dad thing to knock him out, son.
Looking out for your best interest.
Yeah. But this is the thing. But
hit the biggest bloke in this room.
But this is the thing that, you know, they're taught, you know, nowadays kids, you know, you don't win anything with violence. Anyone does anything wrong, you tell the teacher. You don't fight. Which is annoying because it does work. It's because if you're ever in trouble and you knock someone out, problem solved. That's why it's been done for like millennia. You know what I mean? That's the way you win wars. Yeah. That's the way if the other person attacks you, you knock them out and you win. You carry on to live the rest of your life pretty happy about that problem in your life.
any longer.
Well, that's the whole message of Oppenheimer, right? Yeah, like build an atomic bomb the shit out of them, and then they won't have an answer. It's literally that. It's like, bomb the shit up and then they go, okay, yeah, we surrender. All right, that's it. It's like, oh no, we did that to stop a war. It's like, yeah, but you killed quite a lot of people in the process.
It's literally how do you mean? It's like, you know, they taught that, but I personally, I'm putting out it, I don't think it's the right thing to teach kids. That's not. Yeah. I don't think it is. I mean, yeah. You win things, isn't it? World War II. They're like, Miss Hitler's being naughty. Well, he did nothing. He would just carry on, wouldn't he? You know what I mean?
Well, that was the start of it. So Neville Chamberlain, who was the British Prime Minister, went over. He did a deal with Hitler.
Educational podcast.
There we go. Did a deal with Hitler, came back, holding a piece of paper, said it's peace in our time.
Yeah.
He's not going to do any more. And then, not that long after that, Hitler then invaded the Sudetenland and Chamberlain was like,
He had a note. He had a note from Hitler's mum.
Hitler, I promise, no wars.
No more. And if there's one thing you've learned from that story, you can't trust Hitler. Hitler. Oh my God. He will lie.
You know that meme of DiCaprio from Django when he's doing the...
Yeah.
I won't start any world wars.
As he walks off, he's like, just walks off with his fingers crossed. Whoops, got you there.
Yeah, World War II started with flixies.
And then he had like a ring like that under his waist. Look for it. Punch him in the arm.
I know Hitler's evil, but like,
good. I could be clear that.
That's how we got a name in history. This guy, honestly,
educational podcast. Like we said,
but like, he is such a comic, like a comedic foil, isn't he? He's like, you always get back to him just because I think it's because he looks ridiculous.
He looks ridiculous, and also like the most evil cunt in the world, right? But he got a lot of people behind him going, how'd he do that?
Yeah, he surrounded himself with yes men.
Well, yeah, and I think
what, an entire country of yes men.
Surround himself with yes men.
He was taking it really seriously. Like, people go, well, he must be serious. Yeah. As in, like, you know, you look at people who lead this country, they'll try and get on our level, do you know what I mean? Yeah. And they'll go down like a youth centre and start doing a limbo. They're one of us. But...
Yeah, unbutton their top button.
Come
on, guys.
Yeah, but Hitler was like, no! You wouldn't catch him doing a limbo. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, getting caught on a zip wire. Holding... Do you know what I mean? Like, it was very serious.
Very serious. Yeah. No, it's because people respond to passion. No matter what you do. I've been watching them. I've been watching a show called what's it called? It's on Disney Plus. It's about like the bear.
Love it.
And this guy, like, he's just like, his whole life is this restaurant.
Yeah.
And like, it just makes you want to cook. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm just saying, maybe Hitler had some sort of like, people were like, yo, this guy, really serious about
it. He really means what he's saying. What's he saying though? Don't worry about it.
Hear the emotion in his voice though. It's moving.
Wow. I remember mine and Joe's history teacher said the reason Hitler got a lot of votes in an election, he was then made Chancellor. He didn't win the election, but a lot of votes, he said, a lot of that votes came from women who found him alluring.
And so
he said,
what have we learned?
We were all boys' school. He went, if you want to look to who to blame, Hitler's rise to power, it's women.
This same teacher, about a
he was
year
going for a divorce.
Yeah, year and a half later, went and worked at a private school, and apparently, the wife was like chucking his clothes on the lawn. He'd had an affair. He's still got to be struggling with some stuff, you know. Yeah.
Sounds like a good guy.
Yeah, sounds like you two were brought up well. Fucking hell. It's a fair having Hitler fan as a fucking.
No.
He wasn't a Hitler fan, he just hated women.
He tried to make out that women were Hitler fans.
An evil bastard, but fucking sexy.
I mean, you say that, but have you seen Young Stalin?
No,
Stalin is a fucking dish.
That sounds like a sitcom.
Young Stalin.
New part of the podcast. If you could fuck any dictator,
Stalin, Idi Amin, Mugabe.
Mugabe, I think.
Honestly, Young Stalin is a real Like,
how did you come across young Stalin? How does one
Googled it?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I think this guy's awful. Yeah,
no, it wasn't even.
I like
Google.
Them cheekbones.
Was it Pornhub?
Get up, young Stalin. Young, oh, the mugshot of young Stalin. He's a good-looking guy.
The best that can come from this, like, is that me and Damon turning around going,
look at that hair, though. Look at that hair. Come on, tell me.
That's a handsome
like,
man.
That is, this guy. I mean, that's, Jack, that's like, wow. That's your hair dream, isn't it?
That's a handsome man.
Oh, look at that. Young Stalin.
Young Stalin.
Who was Stalin again?
What went wrong?
He was the Russian dictator.
All right, come on.
Yeah, there's a post.
Yeah, and it's, wow. Is this right, a book? Okay. Young Stalin.
Read by Sean Barrett. Yes.
Narrated by the guy who does Young Sheldon. Everybody hates Stalin. Narrated by Chris Rock.
How do we get onto this anyway?
Really got I mean, that is a good question.
Yeah. We're talking about fighting and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, to, like, yeah.
So, the highest level of fighting. So, we clarify, you would fight Hitler.
Oh, yeah. I don't think he's that good looking person, so I would fight him.
Not the face. Yeah.
Or the one remaining bollock, please.
That's true. What a rumour to come about.
It's not a rumour.
Is it not a rumour?
No. It's not a rumour, no,
really?
No.
And it is it in the Albert Hall?
Oh, wait, I don't know about that bit.
Yeah.
Is this my
that would be
bugger.
Mental? Yeah. Nah, no way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Funny fact, no, because I watched a documentary.
Check you out.
That's the funny fact.
the story.
Apparently, where he was from, in Austria, not Germany, by the way.
Yes.
It was a lot of incest going on.
Oh.
What?
And there was loads of... You know, one bollocks and...
Oh, so he just never had a second bollock?
Yeah, well, but he had a deformed bollock. Or so he had some
sort of he lost it somehow.
Nah.
Yeah.
No,
I thought his mother, the dirty bugger, cut it off when he was small. As the rhyme goes.
It just fits nicely into a little rhyme, that.
It's the famous poem goes.
Yeah. A sonnet. it was some sort of, like, deformity or something.
Oh.
It was a documentary about Hitler's health.
No wonder he was angry.
And he was in bad health. He wasn't a very healthy man. Oh, he was a drug addict.
I didn't know that.
I knew he was vegetarian.
He was vegetarian.
There's got to be one redeeming feature about the guy, surely.
I was thinking this because, like, you know, like nowadays with like dating apps, you can always put your best self forward, can't you? Because if you're like Hitler on a dating app, there's a part of you to go, ooh. Vegetarian, sensitive.
Nasty.
Artistic.
Great pictures of him and his dog.
He loves long walks in the mountains and hates. Oh.
Don't worry about that.
Looking for blonde hair and blue eyes.
he was almost perfect. Oh.
What a quote that is. Hitler,
he's, like,
almost
he's got
perfect.
No matches for 2 days. He's like, that's it, I'm starting a war. Like, yeah, that is.
I told you they couldn't be trusted.
Yeah. Anyway, we get too sidetracked with this whole Hitler stuff. Anyway, give a shit yourself.
Smooth.
Or do you think Hitler's ever shit himself?
Yeah. I mean, definitely. But I've never shit myself because I feel like I never wanted to be someone. I didn't want to be that guy. You know what I mean?
No one wants to be the guy that shits themselves.
Of course. But I'm willing to, like, put myself through anything to make sure I don't shit myself. Right?
Yeah, that's dedication.
So it's like I've cried tears of pure pain. Pure pain.
Tears of poop.
tears of shit. It's rivers of shit. I cried shit. I haven't shit myself. No. So there's been times like I remember once I was walking home from school and I was like halfway to the station and I don't know what happened, right? I must have had some sort of food poisoning, but it just hit me. It just hit me like, whoa. Oh God. This ain't going well. So, but you know, like on the walk from school to the station, it's just houses. You can't. There's no way you can go. There's no. You can't even like for the fast one go to a park in a bush or something like that. There's nothing I could do. And I remember like I would walk as much as I could, and then it would hurt. I would stop, and I would just like wince. and then wait for it to stop, and then make as many tracks as I could towards the station, but just I knew all I had to do was make it just before the station, because just before the station there was a Nando's,
right,
and I could go in to the Nando's, but it wasn't a good look, man. You know, no. It's all nice.
Have you been
all,
to a Nando's before? I just need a shit.
Yeah. I've been to a Nando's before. I don't think you're going to let me come again after what I'm about to do.
It's my last time.
Yeah. And like this situation has happened so many times in my life where it's just, I know what's coming, and I'm like, I need to just get myself so, somewhere.
Just where did you grow up, Devon?
I grew up between Wembley and Ealing.
Right, okay, so this is a built-up area. There's no hiding place.
There's no hiding place.
And it's like a main road walk between the school to the station. Yeah, man. No. It kept like once I was in Malta with my family on a holiday, and again something happened. I was like, guys, sorry, I've got to go. We were near this like shopping centre, and I went to literally the first place I could see, which was Burger King. And that's how you know I'm desperate, right? Yeah. So I'm like, I've gone in, and you know, like sometimes you walk into a toilet and you go, there's no amount of cleaning I can do that would assist the situation. You know what I mean?
It happens a lot with like stand-up comedy, isn't it? Where, like, you know, you play in these shit areas like bars and pubs and that, and you need to go, and the facilities are never like a lot of time. Not very good.
Awful.
Yeah, it's just like, you got to go, don't you? Yeah. The pre-gig nerves. You just got to fucking...
But also, I feel bad when I get to a place and it's nice and I've got to do a shit. So, like, if I'm ever in, like, a little tea rooms... Do you know, like, they've got, like... There's, like, a basket and it's got, like, flannels in. Do you know, like, when it's a really twee toilet?
I'm going to destroy this.
You know,
bitch, leave shit.
Absolutely. In a way, sometimes I don't mind a rubbish. I mean, there's.
To be honest, that's how I just feel being in nice places without shitting. I'm just dirty in this place.
This place doesn't deserve this.
Oh, God. Sorry for existing, everyone.
Just lowering the tone of this place.
Do you think, will there ever be a day when it happens? Or do you think...
Oh, I hope not. Because, you know, it's like, now it's part of my identity.
Sure.
It's how
you've made it this far.
It's how I see myself. Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm not someone who shits himself.
He's never shit himself.
Yeah. No. Top on his CV.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. There's no job I can't get.
Biggest achievement of life. I've never shat myself.
Never shat myself. Not once.
But I think if you were to say that in an interview, the interviewer would then have to go into his own memories and go, well, I've shat myself.
Yeah,
what's wrong with you automatically you're a better man than them.
Yeah. Mm. Automatically, they've got to hand over the company on the spot. That's it. I've obviously got way more self-control. I think I'll do better running this enterprise. Thank you very much. I really hope I don't.
You know, like I've said to you before, I'm quite a personal person. I'm quite sort of...
Mm.
You know,
yeah.
I went for a full body massage the other day.
Oh, ooh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Full body?
Full body massage. And I was wearing
full body?
What were you wearing?
Well, this is it. So I went in and then they said, go. They gave me like a robe.
Right.
You know, so go and put that on. I thought, fair enough. And then inside the robe was a little paper thong.
Oh.
Wow.
Okay.
And I just said...
Put that on the edge for a
thong.
Yeah,
like you're at a sexy hospital.
Yeah, it was. It literally that. And I just thought, I can't be doing this. I took the clothes. I left like, my pants on.
Yeah,
and went into the room,
yeah.
And she went. Oh, you! I wondered the accent. She went. Put the.
She's from Essex.
She went. Put the thing on, and I was like, no, I'm not doing that. Like, you know what I mean, she was. Like, yeah. And she was trying to make me do it, and I was like. I was supposed to be relaxing. Like, all this like tranquil music being fucking forced into wearing kinky underwear. But then what she did though, even when she was so actually you have to lay on your front, she even made my pants into a little thong.
Oh, yeah. Rolled them up. Yeah.
She gave me a wedgie.
Bullying you.
Yeah. It was really awkward. But I just felt it was relaxing.
Yeah,
it is invasive though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm.
It's,
you know?
Yeah, it is. It's stressful.
Yeah, it's stressful. It is stressful. Yeah. I even did it once. I was on like last day of holiday and I only had like €35 left. I thought, I'm going to do that. €35. I'm going to spend on a tie head massage.
Right, okay.
It was the cheapest one.
Yeah,
right.
Sure.
So I got that and then she started rubbing my shoulders and the whole way through I was thinking, have I booked the wrong fit? I was just anxious the whole way through.
Because he's not quite yet.
I was thinking, cause if this costs €45, I ain't got €45. I'd have to stop this now. Because she did the shot. Apparently, her entire head massage it does involve
the shoulders.
The shoulders.
Well.
Right. Okay. Yeah, but I didn't warn me about that.
A cheeky extra there.
Yeah, maybe you get a refund if you like leave more tents. Yeah, I think
that'll do. If they said if they did say, oh, we're gonna tie a head massage, and they, oh, we'll give you shoulders, they have to re-tent them. It's a bit of like a sort of like
anti-massage refund.
I'll just give you like a kick in the bollocks. There you go. I can't give you all that relaxation for nothing. You ever had a massage?
Yeah. Well, the thing is, I had like this back injury when I was a kid, and I just
from the taekwondo.
No, not from the taekwondo. Weirdly enough, actually, I don't know exactly. It was, I feel like it's from a combination of things, but I think the thing that really fucked it up was I tried to lift a really heavy suitcase when I was a kid, and it really like it did something in my back, and I just thought, you know, again, when you're a kid, you're like, it'll fix itself, and it actually never did, and then. Like I went for this couples massage with my wife, and she's like, it works on her. Like she gets relaxed, like really enjoys it. Me, I find it really uncomfortable at the bit where my back hurts. I'm like, this is no good. So what I've started doing, I don't do massages anymore. I go to a chiropractor,
right.
And they will fuck you up in the best way. The first time I remember I walked in, right, and he had a tripod on his desk, and I was like, what's the tripod for? He was like, okay, no, you know, we can film this. And I was like, what are we about to do? What's going on?
Yeah,
am I a fake chiropractor or something? what's going on?
Casting couch.
You know what I mean? And he was like, no, people get upset. People get upset if I don't offer. I was like, what do you mean? He was like, you know, like on TikTok and that, when you see those videos of people like cracking their backs, they go, cracking their whole spine.
Yeah.
Apparently, when he does that to people and they don't have it on camera, they get really upset about the whole thing. Oh, you just fixed me, but you didn't actually give me the video. So they get really annoyed.
What the world come to.
That's so weird.
Everything is content.
Yeah, everything is content, literally. Yeah. To the point where so many people brought their own tripods that he thought,
what the fuck?
I'll just like get one for the office so that people don't keep bringing in their tripods.
I suppose if you were, so it's like the pool guy, yeah? So he just puts
he's advertising his business, though.
Yeah. If you were a chiropractor, I would, that sounded to me like bullshit, and that's just him.
He makes the videos.
But doesn't really
he's
want.
He's the back crack guy.
Yeah, he's the back crack guy.
Yeah.
Back crack and sack guy.
You know what I mean? I think more that it's like people who want it for like they're the cracky. Like they were, as in.
Right.
Watch this video of me getting my back cracked.
Like yeah.
The crackiest back. Yeah.
I can't imagine wanting to see a video.
Have
you seen one yet?
No.
Well, mate, get on it
so,
after this.
So you didn't film yours?
No, I didn't film mine.
No?
No.
And do you still see this chiropractor?
Yeah.
Have you been tempted to?
To film it.
Yeah.
No, never. Yeah. It's not, to me, it's not interesting to watch my back getting cracked. Yeah. But it's a very satisfying, like, feeling, though. You know, when someone cracks your neck or cracks your back or something.
Right. Like, yeah.
I don't think I've got any of them sort of like odd, like, it's entertaining. Like, you know, like, people find things weirdly entertaining, like, popping or whatever. I don't think I've got anything that I look up.
No, you wouldn't look it up.
Anal.
No.
Is that weird? Is that weird?
Anal milfs. If the back cracks during it, then you're in trouble. I hope that was the back.
That's the thing I'm into.
Yeah. I mean, I don't search for it. It comes up on my feed.
It's the weird little thing I got.
Bloody algorithm, eh? Stop it, TikTok. I don't want to watch this.
Right. Wrap it up.
Where can people find you, Damon?
Damon.Bamra on TikTok and Instagram. DS Bamra on Twitter.
DS Bamra?
I just got it before I got the other ones, and then I rebranded.
Yeah, sure. I love that. To the full name.
To the full name, I thought. You know, stop being ashamed.
I was going
to
say,
the whole thing.
Because DS does sound like you're a policeman.
Yes, exactly. My line of duty audition on Twitter. DS Bamra.
Well, thank you very much. Detective.
Detective Superintendent Bamra.
Damon Bamra. Yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.